Once again, we are speaking from the House of Representatives in the nation's capital. When we returned you to New York some minutes ago, shortly after thereafter, the joint session of the Congress was adjourned, but the House of Representatives stayed convened. Just a minute or two ago, the House of Representatives concluded the business of the day and convened, or rather adjourned, to convene again on Monday. Albert Warner, Columbia's Washington News analyst, is still here in the small library just off the House of Representatives floor and has several more distinguished members of Congress whom he will interview. Albert Warner.
Representative William B. Bankhead of Alabama, Speaker of the House of Representatives, is here with me now. Speaker Bankhead presided with Vice President John Garner at the joint session which has just concluded. Speaker Bankhead, I wonder if you'll tell us a little about the session ahead.
Well, I do not know, sir, that I'm in a position now to give a direct answer to your query as to something about what's going to take place in the session of Congress ahead of us. As all know, we are just convened today, and neither the Democratic nor Republican leaders have had an opportunity yet to fashion or formulate any definite program of action. But I think that I'm justified in assuming that for quite a while at least, the Senate of the United States will be the center of attention as far as legislation is concerned, because as you know, during the last session of the House, we passed through this body the Bloom Bill in modified form, and it's my information that the Senate committee will meet either tomorrow or Saturday to take up consideration of some form of that bill. I do not know how long it will be in committee or when it comes out, how long it will be debated. That's a matter that's entirely to be determined by future developments. You, of course, have just listened to the address of the President of the United States. I'm very happy to say it to you that he was received in the House of Representatives by great cordiality and tolerance and respect by both sides of the House, both the Democratic and Republican membership, and I was tremendously impressed with the apparent spirit pervading all members here that for the time at least, partisan politics should be adjourned, and that all of us, representing all political groups, should be unified in purpose and in spirit to do all that we can prudently by tolerance and moderation and sound judgment to preserve the peace of the United States and to prevent our being drawn into any war. You're going to be spoken to now by one of my dear friends on the Republican side, Congressman Ditter of Pennsylvania, who I am sure will enlarge somewhat upon the spirit of friendship and harmony as far as national unity is concerned, which I have just undertaken to express. I thank you.
Thank you, Speaker Bankhead. As the speaker has said, Representative Ditter of Pennsylvania, chairman of the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee and one of the minority leaders of the House, is with us now. Mr. Ditter?
I read that. We are at a fateful hour in the history of the American people. Every member of Congress is conscious of that fact. Our deliberations in this session of the Congress may determine whether we follow positively and aggressively the constructive pursuits of peace or allow ourselves to be drawn into the consuming inferno of war. Before such a challenge affecting the destiny of 130 million people, all thought of partisanship gives way to the deepest impulses of patriotism. The heart of America cries aloud for peace. Only calm thinking and deep Americanism will enable us to see clearly through the bellowing fog of alien propaganda to the clear path of national interest. The greatest service, as I see it, that America can render to the world is to keep aglow the beacon light of liberal constitutional government. That light is the hope, and the only hope, I might say, of the world today. At this time, we should support wholeheartedly the president's plea for a unity of purpose. And I feel that that unity of purpose can best be expressed in his own words when he said, and I quote, "Despite what happens in continents overseas, the United States of America shall and must remain, as long ago the father of our country prayed that it might remain, unentangled and free." And it's in this spirit that the House of Representatives, Republican and Democrat, convene today to try to solve the great and perplexing problem.
Thank you, Mr. Ditto. We've just heard from Speaker Bankhead of the House of Representatives and Representative Ditto, Chairman of the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee. Now, we may turn this back to Mr. Daley.
And while Mr. Warner is attempting to contact Mr. Bloom, the representative from New York, it might be interesting to review once again the history of the special sessions of Congress. This session today was the 25th Congress that has had a special session since its organization 150 years ago. John Adams was the first president to call a special session. He summoned the 5th Congress to meet May 15, 1797, to consider suspension of diplomatic relations with France. Thomas Jefferson and James Madison each found it necessary to call two extraordinary meetings because of the split between the United States and the Great Britain, or rather Great Britain, which led eventually to the War of 1812. Again, Abraham Lincoln called a special session of the 37th Congress on July 4th in 1861, just prior to the war between the states. The greatest number of special sessions have been summoned by Woodrow Wilson and Franklin D. Roosevelt. That it means three each. Mr. Wilson, of course, called his special sessions just prior to and during the World War. Mr. Roosevelt's first extraordinary session of Congress was in March of 1933 to pass emergency New Deal laws. The second was in October of 1937 to enact social, labor, and farm legislation. And today's special session was called, as you know, about the neutrality laws. Now, here is Mr. Warner back again with another distinguished member of Congress. Mr. Warner.
We have with us a woman congressman, Representative Norton, Mrs. Norton of New Jersey, chairman of the House Labor Committee. I wonder if you'd tell us a little about what you think will be in store in the session ahead.
Well, I believe that the Congress will abide by the suggestion of the president and shall not consider any legislation other than the legislation concerning the embargo. At least that is my hope. I believe that the Congress was very much impressed by the message delivered by the president, and I think the great majority of us were entirely in favor of all that he had said.
I wonder if you look forward to a long session and to a bitter fight over the arms embargo.
No, I do not. From my conversation with a great many members today, I believe the session will not be long. I believe we may be out of here, not later than 3 weeks from now. I hope I'm a prophet.
As I understand it, the House will be going into three-day recesses until the Senate acts.
Yes, of course, the House already has acted upon this legislation, and until the Senate acts upon it, I presume there will be nothing for the House to do but await the will of the Senate. And no doubt, when the bill comes back to us, why, we shall have our day in court.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Norton.
You're very welcome, and thank you very much for asking me to come here.
Mr. Daley.
And thus the Columbia Broadcasting System concludes its broadcast relevant to the address of the President of the United States before a joint session of Congress on the neutrality laws of the country. You have heard the address by President Roosevelt, and prior to his address and following it, Mr. Warner, Columbia's Washington News analyst, interviewed several prominent congressmen. This is John Charles Daley speaking from the House of Representatives in the capital of the United States in Washington, D.C. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
3:10 p.m. BULOVA Bulova Watch Time. Here's a distinguished timepiece, the 21-jewel Bulova President in the charm and color of natural gold. Curved, streamlined, an exceptional value. The broadcast of the baseball game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians will begin this afternoon at 4 p.m. WJSV, Washington.